The Good Friday Agreement rightly and deservedly stands apart, internationally respected, a milestone in terms of what is possible when peoples mired in and plagued by conflict not only aspire to peace but are committed to moving beyond conflict. Oftentimes, and perhaps most often, speaking of such agreements or processes is within the context of constitutional issues, ideology or national aspirations, and these are, by their very nature, crucial and important matters, deserving of respect in terms of the genuine aspiration from where they come. But we should never get away from that most crucial component, that of the impact on ordinary people, families and communities. In that regard and context, it is immediately apparent why the Good Friday Agreement is referenced, respected and regarded as it is, because it has delivered. Because we in Ireland did live in a society and community where political conflict was to the fore, but are now commonly referred to as a post-conflict society. That is something that all parties should be proud of, cherish, and indeed have a responsibility to nurture. And nurture we should, because the Good Friday Agreement has not been implemented in full, with legacy issues being a particular area where it is most crucial today. And it is incumbent upon all of us to ensure that as we look to the future, we honestly and properly address and have regard to the past. Victims and families, all political parties, the Irish Government and the Human Rights Commission have highlighted major flaws with legislation pertaining to this being progressed by the British Government. The Legacy Bill represents a clear breach of British Government commitments and two international treaties, the Stormont House and the New Decade, New Approach agreements. Instead of fostering and building upon our peace and seeking to meet the needs of all of our peoples, that bill stands clearly as representing a blatant disregard for victims. The Stormont House agreement, agreed by both the Irish and British governments, as well as the political parties, provides an agreed-upon framework and mechanisms to give victims access to the truth and justice they rightly deserve in a human rights-compliant manner. The truth is that agents of the British state were central to the murder of hundreds of nationalists and republicans throughout the decades of the conflict. They utterly controlled the loyalist paramilitaries. They armed them, handed them the intelligence, and then covered up their deeds again and again. The British government must accept responsibility for the actions of their agents as part of the truth and reconciliation path that we are all on. It is incumbent also on the Irish government to prepare responsibly for the border poll that is referenced in the Good Friday Agreement. Those of us who advocate for Irish reunification have a responsibility to make our case and to win hearts and minds in this democracy. We are proposing in Sinn Féin and many, many more across this island the establishment of a citizens' assembly to do just that. While the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement focuses on the past and the lessons that we have to learn, and the positives that we achieved, we now have a responsibility to look to the future, to start to imagine what a future Ireland will look like, to start to talk to each other, to start to discuss our responsibilities, not to wish it away, not to wish that time will be delayed and stalled. So we have that responsibility. And I say to yourselves, ministers, and the Taoiseach who had to leave, that is your responsibility now, to establish a citizens' assembly, to put in place. You say that you advocate for Irish reunification, that you want to see it. It's time to prepare responsibly for the border poll that comes down the line, not to wish it away.